We are learning Masechtas Nozir Daf Yutesam Beis. We're starting the two dots on the bottom of Daf Yutesam Aleph. In our Mishnah, it says that if someone's in Beis HaKfaros, the Mishnah is printed on the Zion on Beis, someone who went into Beis HaKfaros became a Nozir, the halacha is that Ein Olam Aminyan Ve'Ein Olam Karban Tumah. He doesn't bring Karban Tumah. Even though he has all Din Nazir, he doesn't bring Karban Tumah. It says he went out, and like the Gemara before said, he went out and he did Ha'azah, it became Tahar, then it became Tumah, he brings a Karban Tumah. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Loi Boi Ba'Yoim, Shenem Av'Yom HaRashayinim Yiplu, Ach Yiru Lo'Yom HaRashayinim. It says there that Rabbi Eliezer argues, why? Because he holds you need 2 days of Naziris. So if you become a Nazir on the seventh day, and you become Tumah on the seventh day, then you will not bring a carbon because you need 2 days. Why? The pasuk says, "Yom Harishonim Yiplu." The days you counted already, Yiplu, Los Rabim. So you see, you have to have at least 2 days. Zok to Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Omar Ula Loi Omar Rabbi Eliezer Ella Betomei Shenazar Avonazar Tar Shnitma Afilu Yoim Echad Soiser. So this Ula, so this shita Ula comes here and says, he limits Rabbi Eliezer. Well, this is only talking about a Tomei Shenazer. He needs, because he needs extra days. Masha'enkim, because he learns it into the Pasuk like that. The Pasuk of Yom HaRashayim Yiplu, it says there, V'hizel HaShem Esmei Nizroi, V'hevi Kedosh HaShem Esmei Nizroi, Yom HaRashayim Yiplu, Ki Tomei Nizroi. And he dashes on words, Ki Tomei Nizroi, that it means that if a Nazir becomes a Nazir, why is it Tomei? Then you need Yom HaRashayim Yiplu. But a regular Nazir that was Tahar, starter of Tahar, he started off as a Tahar and became Tamei. He doesn't need Yom HaRashayim. That's Ula said. Lo Yom HaRashayim Alvanit, but Tamei Shenazar. Avanazar Tahar Shenitma, Afilu Yoyim Echad Soyser. Even one day will be Soyser. Omar Rabba, my time with Rabbi Eliezer. What's Pshat in Rabbi Eliezer? Omar Kra, Ki Tamei Nizroi, Meshum Dabatum Nazar. Tefir Ula, of this way to Drasha. It says Ki Tamei Nizroi, like we just spoke out. It says in Pasuk, Kitami Nizrei, Yom HaRashayim Yiplu, Kitami Nizrei. Dafka, Meshum Tumah Nazir, they have, then you need a Yom HaRashayim Yiplu. Esve Abaya, Abaya has a kasha on Ula, and we're going to slug up Ula. Esve Abaya, we have a price like this. If someone says, Harei Nazir Meya Yom, I want to be a Nazir for 100 days. V'nitva v'tchilas Meya, he becomes Tamei on the beginning of the 100 days. It means the first day of the 100 day, long Naziris he has, 100 days, he couldn't manage one day. The first day he becomes Tamei. Maybe it's Soyser, which means when he recounts it, he has to count another full 100 days. This doesn't have, it's the first day. He has no Rishonim. This guy has no Yom Rishonim. And therefore, there's no din. It's not Soyser, which means next, when he comes another again, after he becomes Tahar, on the seventh day, he just didn't count 99 more days. That's it. Because that day is not even Yiplu. It's only one day. A Yom HaRashayim Yiplu. Ach Yiyul Yom HaRashayim. V'zeh Elim HaRashayim. What about Nitl V'Soif Me'ah on the hunt? What? According to Rabbi Eliezer, L'char, you don't bring Kabbonis either if you don't have Yom HaRashayim Pashtus. That's Pashtus Na'alacha, that since it's not Soif, it all goes together. Stira and that go together, that there won't be a carbon either. I'm just not 100% sure, but the pastors, it goes together. Yeah, you don't bring carbonus. It sounds like from Tais, you don't bring a carbon either. It has to be, Yom HaShem is also for carbon as well. You don't bring carbon tumor either. You don't bring carbon tumor, no. Pharaohs, you don't bring carbon tumor. Yeah, first. But you don't bring carbon tumor. Now, what happens if Nitva B'Saif Me'ah on the 100th day, you become Tamei, Yochel Yehei Saiser, maybe it should be Saiser. A new drasha that we don't know it yet. But it goes the same way at the end. On the 100th day, you become Tamei. Usually, you say the whole thing. You need another 100. It says that there must be days after this. This doesn't have days afterwards. So, therefore, the halacha will be, if Bishop Yip could tell me on the 99th day, this is the day afterwards, so then there's Achrayinim, is the day afterwards, so then you'll be Saiser. But here you won't be Saiser. So the obvious question is, the Elm remembers from the Mishnah in the beginning of this parak that it says, if you become, you tell me on the Yom Meyah, this is Machlekes on our Mishnah. One man the Yom says, the whole thing is Saiser. Rabbi Yezer says, only Saiser Shloshim. It's a first Mishnah. Hareini Nozer Mea Yom, Nitva Yom Meyah, Saiser Sakam, read you the Mishnah Daft Hazayin. And it says, Rabbi Eliezer, he says, let's slice him. So Rabbi Eliezer, it is slice. What's going on? Tosfos asks the kasha. And Tosfos says, Ein chenami. It says, Yochel yistah ha'kol, tam alev, yom ha'shem yiplu, v'zeh ein le'achrayim, therefore won't be says ha'kol, only 30. only 30. And how do you know that 30? From a different drasha. We had a drasha daf the vav on beis v'zayis tayres anazav v'yayim alois. That if someone comes tama v'yayim alois, it's 30 days. That's Rabbi Eliezer's drasha. But echanami al the din yiplu won't have. And that's why it won't be all 100 days. Now what happens if it comes tama on the 99th day? So it says over here nitva v'yayim echas achas, which is the 99th day. Yachol oyei sayis tama v'yayim rishonim yiplu mechlal di kachreinim v'zay yashlo rishonim. This has earlier days v'achreinim. And therefore, it's the halacha will be that it'll be a regular steer. Ad kan ha-braisa. This braisa is before it's not like ula. Why? Vavatame shenozel emasas amris. Mektani, it says in the braisa, harei nozel me'ayim. The guy is a regular tar. He's a regular nozel me'ayim. And he wasn't tamay yet. V'nitba v'tchilas me'ayim. So it became tamay v'tchilas me'ayim. Viktani, at Yulam Rishonim, and says that's not Saisa, and you don't bring a carbon because you don't have Yom Rishonim. So Tyufta, it's a kash on Ula. The means Rabbi Eliezer holds, even by a Nozir Tahar that became Tameh, the halacha is, even by a Nozir Tahar that became Tameh, the halacha is that Nozir Tahar that became Tameh has the same halacha, you have to have Yom Rishonim. It's the first day that there's no din of carbon, there's no din of Inu Elamin, there's no din of Yiplu. Omer Papala Abaya, Halein Yom the Ka'amrim, when it says Yomim, so till now we're assuming all we need is one day. But is that true? The commandment of chad mitzchil and train. What day is Rabbi Yezer maskim that you start bringing a carbon and soyser? The second day, or maybe you need the third day. The nafik chad mitzchil and train, or you deal with an African train mitzchil and tlasa. What's the shaila? Like Tosfos explains, the shaila is that if you say the second day, it's possible you don't even have 24 hours. Because let's say you came in a nazir at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. Monday morning at 10 o'clock in the morning, you became tameh. It's the second day, but you don't even have 24 hours yet. So maybe that's not enough. You have to have yomim. You have to have 2 days. This is not 2 days. Not one day. So therefore, that's the shiloh. That's you need at least one full day. And the only way to make sure you only have one full day is by having the third day. That's the shiloh. Halen yom the kamerin. The nafikam and tchilim train. Oh, you done with the nafikam train and tchilim tlasa. Lo yava biyode. Abai didn't know. Also shiloh rava. Went to ask rava. Omalei yipluksev. It says in the Lashon Yiplu, and like Tosfos explains, mashma nafila kaldu. It's mashma a little bit of nafila. It's mashma a small nafila. That's what he said, and therefore it's kaldu. Now, but the Mara Shaila, if you have need a full day or not, the question is, why don't we bring a raya from the Sefer of the Braisa before? Sefer Braisa before says, if you get tummy on the 99th day, what's the halacha? It's called Yom Machreinim. What do you mean? There you don't have Yom Machreinim, because there, you also maybe became tamei at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and you don't have yom achreinim because tomorrow is a mixed yom kula. Also, so you don't have yom achreinim. The Tais kasha. The answer is that achreinim is pasha is called 2 days. Since the 100th day is called yom shalom, you actually can have mixed yom kula. That's called yom shalom. That's pasha. That there always you have a yom shalom. But then he has another kasha that there's a brisa before that we title the Tais shita. Be another kasha on Tais shita. The maschil moinim ayad means on the 7th day. You can start counting new zeros on the 7th day, and then when it came tummy on the 8th day, it says over there, we came tummy on the 8th day, that's counted. that's Mamish's case. You start here on the 7th day, you get on the 8th day, you don't have 2 full days. Why bring a raya from there? So he says, maybe we didn't hear that braisa, but upon him, Rava anyway passed because Yiplu it's enough. It's Yiplu. Yiplu. You need to say Yom, you have to say Yiplu. Because one Yomim, because Yiplu, have me not enough training in the plus, until you think you need 3 days. Because I want Yiplu. Therefore it says Yiplu, which means even a kaldu is enough. A kaldu of a day is enough. You only need 2 days, even if it's not full days. Because of Yiplu, because of Yomim, have me not fill a chad in 1 day. Because of one of Yomim, you need 2 days. So, like upon a fear of the Yazim coming out, you do not need 3 days. On the 2nd day, it is enough, which means even today, become a nausea at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Tomorrow, 10 o'clock in the morning, become tame. You'll bring a carbon, it'll be oil of an aminion, it'll be saisa, all the halachas. That's enough to be called 2 days, because you see from the word Yiplu, that means even kaldu.